The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Barrington Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. It's a beautiful Sunday on the 7th day of March, 2021. The time is going by quickly. I can't believe it's already March 7th, but it is life. It is what it is. We just have to keep up. Well, thank you for joining the Barrington Show. We aim to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, to wake you up, just wake up, for you to reach your full potential, for you to understand that you are limitless, for you to understand that all things that's within you is controllable by you, for you to understand that your level of awareness depends upon you. Your level of consciousness depends upon you. You have the ability to change your thoughts and the ability to change your mind and to change your lifestyle. Wake up, everybody. Welcome to the Barrington Show. This is where we take you into understanding your full potential, for you to know that whatever it is that you hope to accomplish in life, it rides within you. For you to know that there is no one out there greater than you. For you to know your spiritual guide, it wants to connect with you. Your spiritual guide is reaching out, reaching to you. Your spiritual guide is your instinctive sense that gives you sense of direction and also clarify your purpose and taps into your soul. Your instinctive guide is the what most people call the, a lot of people call your guardian angels, but they're your spiritual guides. Every living being on this planet has them. So do the animals. I've said to you before, the deer will know how to run, when to run, when it encounters the lion. That is the instinctive reaction. That is the creator warning him or alerting him. We still have the same ability to do all those things, and we are limitless. We are able to do whatever we want to do, and we are the masters of ourselves. We are the driver. We're not the passenger. If you have an ego, you might want to put it down or put it aside, give it the back seat, because it only comes about when you're not in danger. And if you don't believe me, the next time you try to fall, see if the ego cares. All it does, it just waits for you to collect yourself and gets back on your feet. And then the ego takes over. Oh, how's my hair? How's my dress? How's everything? Fine. At that moment, it is gone. It doesn't serve you well. I'm not sure if you need it. But you need strength from within. You need to reduce or release the fear that you carry. You need to tap into your source and tap into the spiritual connection and tap into everything that is going to make you the super person that you can be. There's not another person on this planet that has more ability or closer to it than you have. And you're not restricted. You are limitless. You are not the body. The body is the vehicle that carries you around. The body drives you from point A to point B. The body has limitations. you and the mind, you're the breath, and you resides within. You're connected to all that there is, and you're connected to everything that exists, and you are the controller of everything that happens. What you're living today might have been a thought you had yesterday. If you're paying a price today, it might have been a crime that you committed another day. Be mindful of the journey that you're on. And I will always say, live clear, live free, live honest, be kind, love thyself, and teach others, and respect everybody, and don't think that you're privileged or higher than anyone. It doesn't serve you. If you had to give up some part of you to gain what you consider privilege, you might have given away a very important part. And what comes with that package is probably ignorance, a lot of fear, a lot of fear, and definitely your ignorance. So let's live as one as we are. And I've always said, we're all connected. We're all one. This is how we choose to live. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in on this Sunday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Barrington. We talk philosophy. We talk spirituality. We try to get everybody to get on board as to the best self that they could possibly be. We teach meditation. We talk about meditation. We talk about spirituality. We talk about all the good things that's going to benefit your life. And we most definitely talk about your karma, because it's real and it exists. And if you think you could just run through life doing what you want to do without consequence, the karma will never let you forget. It never takes a day off, and for sure it never sleeps. So everything that you're doing, be mindful that it's going to come back to you one day. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks to all my old listeners. Thanks to my new listeners. Thanks to everybody who want to participate in the Barrington Show. Thank you for joining. Thank you for being there. Welcome home, everybody. I just said something about, should things be happening to you in your life and you don't know why, and you tend to think that you're being mistreated or something, you're paying a price for something that you didn't do, something is going wrong within your life. Well, I will say to you at this moment, take a good look at self. Examine the self. Could this simply be just nature holding up a mirror in front of you so you can see who you are? You could see what you're doing and how you impact other people's lives. You will see the image if somebody's doing you bad, but you'll feel the impact. And that's indication that you are just seeing yourself, and the things that are happening to you might just be a price you're paying for something that you've done. It is not likely that you'll be paying for your parents or your children. You have to deal with your own. And what comes your way might have been, or maybe, just an act of karma. Just an act of what you're doing and how you present yourself to the world. When you think, and I've said this earlier, that when you think you're privileged or you're better or you're higher up, you have given a grave sacrifice for you to entertain those thoughts. You had to give up something. And like I said, what comes with that package of feeling this way, entitled, privileged, honored, what comes with that package is ignorance. And I said earlier, fear, and all these things. So when you adapt a new way of looking at life and you find that you're not being just or fair to everyone, you might want to just turn that light on you. Look within yourself and see what it is that you've brought on to yourself. And don't blame anybody. Just realize karma happens and it's real. Have we got anything there, Gary?
Well, we have three emails already that came in. That's wonderful. Sean writes in and he says, good afternoon. Another positive vibe from my friend Barrington. And that's from Sean. And Leslie writes in. She says, Barrington, do you believe in the word of the Bible? That's from Leslie. And lastly here, let's see. Paul writes in, wow, very interesting. I didn't know really that animals had spiritual guides. That's quite an interesting topic. I'd like to hear more on that. And folks, if you'd like to write in, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Okay, I want to go with answering the question as, do I believe in the word of the Bible? There's a lot of things, a lot of words in the Bible. And because I know it's not heaven sent, and it was fabricated here, built here, created here, some of the stories in the Bible are true. A lot of them could be related to past history and a lot of the events. The Bible does talk about you being the God that exists in Psalms 82, verse 6. And that is true. You are the God that exists and you're sons of the Most High. So the spiritual sense. Now, to answer the question about do I believe in it, it's a little gray area for me, because I do know there's a lot of information in there that is true and that is good, but it's been altered and tampered and played with so many years, so many different editions of that, you're not sure anymore if it is actual truth or just somebody's idea. But if you go through it, what it does teach you how to be peace and tranquility. It will teach you to be humble and to be kind and learn how to turn the other cheek, which is a good way to live. But I don't know that I believe every single thing that it's telling me, because I don't believe that, take an example, thou shalt not kill. Well, if you're hungry enough, you will. Or if somebody's trying to kill you, you will defend yourself. And you could say that's not murder, but it is killing, isn't it? So there's a lot of controversial statements in the Bible, a lot of ways to live through it. Some people devote their entire life to it and believe that after they finish this life is when the good life begins. That makes no sense to me. So that would be one of the parts I do not believe in. So do I believe in the word? It's a tough question to answer. I could tell you for certain I believe in some of the words. Would I preach it to anybody? Would I tell anybody to go towards it? Would I tell anybody to make this their life's path? No, I would not. I would not try to sell it. I will try to tell you to sell your own abilities, to connect to your own self, to get your own information. And it's not written down anywhere for you. It's given to you directly, and it is sent to you directly. And it's there. It's available. And you could study it. I don't know that anybody, and I've said this many times, would be given my instructions for life to you, for you to deliver it to me. It makes no sense. You've got your own ability to connect. You have your own ability to connect and get your own message. Put yourself on that station that's designed just for you. And nobody should be telling you how you should live, which path to follow, which religion to live, which religion to believe, which group of people, friends you should have. However it's broken down, you will ultimately make that decision for yourself. You will step into that and make that decision for yourself. I'm not sure if you need a book, any books, to tell you. What you can do is seek a teacher that's on a path that's interesting to you and follow them. Don't have to eat what they eat, but you just have to follow and hear what they're saying. You will connect yourself to what you need to connect yourself to, which is the guide, which is your spiritual guide. Do I believe the word of the Bible? I wouldn't sell it to anybody. I hope that answers your question. Do the animals have spiritual God? Of course they do. They're connected. They're part of us. We're not any greater or lesser than the animals. We have abilities that they have, and they have the abilities that we have, and they're greater in some areas, and we're greater in most areas or some areas. But yeah, there is a guide. There is an instinctive guide that we're supposed to be connected to. We're all tapped into and connect to the source. If you're alive, you're connected. If you could feel, you're connected. If you have a body, you can hear me, you're connected. So every living being, the God that's within us, is within everything that lives. The same motion, the same energy, the same breath that's within us, it's in everything that lives. The difference is we've walked a very long way away from our connectivity. We've walked away from it, and we're missing out on how to reconnect ourselves. We're missing out on how to tap into the source. We're missing out on our guides. We're actually playing the game of Marco Polo with the blindfolds on. You know, tap into what I've said about spirituality and open the door, and you could see all these things for yourself. Clarity becomes yours. Do they have a spirit? Absolutely. They're connected, as we are. We're just a part of them. And this is what a lot of people don't, they're part of us as well. This is what a lot of people don't understand, and like me saying, that the God that exists is within you, and you are that creator. And the same God that's within us, in us as human beings, is in the same little ant or the mosquito or the elephant. Everything that lives shares the same source, connected to the same source. We're just disconnected from it because of our lifestyle, because of what we choose. But we're the same. And yes, they do. Thank you very much, Sean. Loving the vibes. I appreciate you calling in, emailing in, and sending us what you your thoughts. I appreciate that. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for joining. We love having you. Without you, I couldn't be here. I wouldn't be here either. When the teachers arrive, when the teacher's ready, the students will arrive. Or when the students are ready, the teachers show up. It's a matter of time, and you're never going to get that knowledge until you're ready for it. You're never going to get that information until it you get to that level. I like to say we can never see over that wall until we're tall enough. When we've developed and gone through many different stages of our lives, from the little baby that we were into adult years, we go through many different channels, many different changes. The body changes, the mind changes, everything changes. You get to a certain point in your life and spirituality start knocking at your door. And if you open it and answer it, then you're taking the right path. And now you're choosing to seek the path of least resistance. Your journey becomes more clear. Your purpose becomes more understandable. And your lifestyle becomes a lot easier. You may not be paying consequences for something that you're doing, and you're not consciously aware of how you're doing it. That's what we do. That's what we talk about on the radio. Thank you for joining in. I like to say, and I'm going to talk a little later about karma, because I think it's very big, and I do think a lot of people don't realize the impact it has on your life. So karma is real, and I'm not going to get into that right now, but I'm saying the reason you will do something bad, it will come back to haunt you, is because of how the mind works. You see, because you've done it and you know you've done it and you're not feeling great about it, you constantly will think about it. And then by doing so, you're bringing that onto your plate. If you're the ones that could just drop it and walk away and think nothing of it, then that's fine. But it's still going to get you. But for a lot of people, it comes back. And I've said to you before, if you think you're sick, you are sick. So think you're healthy. If you think there's something wrong with you, there's probably something wrong with you. So think there's nothing wrong. If you think that you're doing great in life, then you are doing great in life. If you think you're not doing great in life, chances are you're struggling. So it's a matter of adjusting the thoughts and put on the lights for where you want to go. It's like turn your headlights on in the car when you're driving late at night so you could see in front of you, it projects in front of you, and you go towards it. Inevitably, that's what we do. The same process works with our thoughts. When we want something, we think about it, and sure enough, it comes to you. And that could be good or bad. And I've said many times in our shows, be careful of what you hope for, because you're bringing it in. The minute it goes on your mind and you're thinking about it, it's coming towards you. So make sure those ideas are all great. Those ideas are fantastic. Those things will benefit you. You could see the clarity of what you want, and do not be wishing ill towards anyone else or anything or anywhere, anybody. Do what is right. You're shining the light in the direction that you want to go, and it will be seeking the path of least resistance. That's what the thoughts do. And if you continually do that, you did something wrong, you're heading towards it. The destruction will knock on your door one day. And that's what I talk about when I say I speak of karma, because it doesn't sleep or take days off. It's always mindful of what you're doing. We want to talk a little about meditation today. And the idea of this is to, and I've said this in many of the shows, is to open the lid and allow everything that's within to connect to everything that's without, outside of, which is all that there is. Everything that you are resides within yourself. All the strength that you need is within yourself. The ability to do all these great things that I've just talked about rides within you. You want to connect to a higher, greater source. Like the amount of air that's in that jar is minimal in comparison to what's available outside of the jar. So the meditation process is to connect you to what exists, to all that there is, and tap into the source. To do this, you have to bring yourself to a place of comfort and relax and allow the brain to settle down, allow the mind to settle down. Forget about the thoughts of yesterday or the ones that's coming tomorrow or the things that you must do or the things that you think is the most important thing. Right now, you just want to empty out the mind as best as you can. And I'll tell you this, you'll always get a thought, but don't run down the hole with that thought. Let it go. The thought comes in, because that's what they do. You let them go and allow yourself to meditate, to connect yourself to all that there is. it's the connectivity that's going to bring you to your spiritual guide. And as you reach out to them, they're reaching out to you. You will occasionally get a message. You'll occasionally get a flash, a symbol. You'll see something. You'll meditate on a particular thing, and then it happens tomorrow. You'll ask a question in the process of meditation through the mind, and within no time of the completion of the meditation, the answers will come to you. Sometimes even before you ask the question, you get the answer. And this is how it is. You connect to all that there is. It's like tapping into the computer, right? Once you're on the face of the computer, what we call the conscious level, which is the screen, you can see what's happening right there. But beneath it has the hard drive that carries all the information, everything that exists. So the conscious would be what's on the screen in front of you, and the subconscious is going to be the super frame that carries everything. And when you flip to that channel, you get that information. Meditation does that for you, connects you to that source. The best time for you to meditate would be around 2:30, maybe 3:30 in the morning would be your best time. You're fresh, you're rejuvenated, you're open, you're free. You've gone to bed, hopefully at 11 o'clock, and you lay down. The rejuvenation process begins, and it goes through the liver first, and it goes through the kidneys, and goes through all the things that needs to be rejuvenated, rebooted, retweaked, re-energized. When you wake up around a little after 2 in the morning, I think it's when the kidneys are done, and then you just wake up. You're consciously awake. You're the best time to do your prayer if you want to pray, to do your meditation if you want to meditate, do your exercise if you want to exercise, and that's the best period for you. Now, I'm not saying that you stay up and wait for that to happen. But for me personally, when I'm doing a lot of writing or reading, I find that the answers are so much clearer and more available and ready and sharp. I'm way sharper at those hours of the morning. And it's because at that time is when you begin anew. You've been rejuvenated. Sad for you if you work nights and you didn't get that opportunity, because the earth itself is on its own cycle, and there's better times in the day for different things, like time to reap, time to sow, where you plant and where you reap. The best time for you, and we all should be sleeping when it's dark. So I understand that you're on shift work. I understand that you're in the factories. I understand that, you know, your baby is keeping you awake, or whatever is keeping you up. That Netflix program that you're watching has got the end of it. You want to follow through. But if you want to do yourself great, just try to lay down before 11 o'clock at night, because that's when it begins. And it goes on for hours until you're fresh in the morning. I'm not telling you to quit your job and stay home. I'm simply saying that if you're able to do it, that's the best time to do it. Those hours would be the best time. And we have to reconnect ourselves to our to nature's way. Reconnect. We've walked away. We've stepped away from it a very long time ago, and we need to reconnect to nature's way, so we're connected to nature. So we'll feel fatigue when we need to. We'll feel hungry when we should be. We need rest and all the other things, because there's a cycle that goes around, and you can't beat that cycle. And if you're connected to it, you're following nature's way. The body will react to it. The mind will react to it. You'll be sharper at that moment. You'll be better to do this at that time. And then because you're following the rhythm, you're following the rhythm of how it was intended to be. So try to imagine you going out into the ocean and swimming into the waves as they're coming in to push you back. You're not going to do very well if you're me anyways. But if you were trying to go with the flow and you go out when they're going out, then you'll find it a much easier path to travel, a much easier transition. It's a much easier way to follow through. Connect to nature's way. Connect to nature's way. You'll find that the path is less bumpy, no pun intended. You'll find that the path is easier for you. We have the ability to correct everything that is bad within us, but you have to be super connected. We have the ability to repair our bodies if they're broken or sick or diseased, but you have to be connected. Connectivity comes through study and understanding spirituality. We talk a lot. I talk a lot about keeping your heart pure and clean, because that's what delivers the message to the soul that releases it into the universe. Now, if you've got a whole bunch of luggage down there and you're hating that person, or, you know, planning to rip off that person, you're cheating on this person, you are slowing down your own growth. Slowing down your own growth. So we've talked about since we've doing the been doing the show, I say, okay, so here's how you're going to set yourself in a position that you could start the process of getting into purity, where you're cool, calm, and collective. And I've said from day one, and I'll still say it, if it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, just don't take it. And if you're doing it and you know it's wrong, stop doing it. Live that way for a very long time. You become a humble person. You're more likely now to open the door of the spirituality and let that bad side of you float away. And you'll tap into something that's going to guide you to a much, much better, easier path in life. The resistance will fall away. The fear will fall away. The anger, if there's any, animosity, if there's any, all of these things will fall away because you are now walking on a path that doesn't carry malice, a path that doesn't envy. Envy. And you have any idea how much of a disease envy is? Have you given it any thought? How much of a disease, how it rots you from within just to have envious thoughts? You need to focus on that and remove those things from your path so your travel could be very, very, very smooth. Have we got anything else?
Yes, we have some emails, three emails. Carla writes in. She says, hello, I am a brand new listener from Orlando, Florida. I am enjoying your show. And that's from Carla. Thank you, Carla, very much. Dan writes in. He says, I'm very interested in meditation. However, I've never done it, and I'm not really sure about the process. Can you maybe explain 5 minutes of basic meditation principles? And that's from Dan. And lastly, Ursula writes in, I'm trying to change my diet to eat healthier. I once heard that you do not believe in eating meat all the time. Is that true? And can you give me any pointers on diet? And that's from Ursula. And folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. If you'd like to get on board with a comment or a question for Barrington, let's see here. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And back to you, Barrington.
Thank you very much. We're going to go with Carla. Thank you for listening, joining the show. You're a brand new listener. Thank you for being there. I appreciate it. This is from Orlando, Florida, I believe, she said.
That's correct.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you. We want you to be there, and hopefully you follow what we're saying, and one day you will be a regular listener, and you'll pass this information on. By the way, for everybody, I don't know if you've noticed recently around you, your surroundings, the last few years or so, how spirituality seems to be popping up everywhere, coming into everyone's life. Everybody now talks a little bit about spirituality, or they're curious about it and they're looking towards it more so than I remember 25 years ago when it was something completely different. And now we have spirituality, which is forefront in our existence. And now it's becoming on, you know, the thing of today. So good news, we're moving into the direction we should be moving into, or even say moving away from the one that we're in that wasn't serving us. But you hear a lot more about spirituality now than I did forever, you know. So awesome. Keep up the good job. You're doing your work and it's going to make your life better. It will. Daniel's asking about meditation and he wanted to know the fundamentals or the principles of it. Meditation. So you want to start how to do it, and what it does, it actually allows you to connect. It allows you to connect to all that there is. You're opening that jar, Dan, and you're allowing whatever is within you to connect to whatever's exterior of you. And it always was, you just now starting to experience or realize the connectivity. So you want to be able to sit down, relax, take it easy, take a deep breath, and follow through your connections that exist out there through meditation. Another amazing thing that will bring you there, and it's yoga. And yoga's got this amazing tool, ability to connect you to the ways of nature, the way the laws of nature wants you to function and to move about. Meditation is a part of this. It becomes a part of your life. Whatever you seek, it makes you peaceful, calm, relaxed. You don't get twisted or bent out of shape. You're not as frustrated. You're not as angry. You're not as angry. You're not fearful, because you're now strengthening those connections those vines, those veins that connect you to all that there is. It boosts your confidence. It gives you that ability for you to stand up and be strong and know that the strength is within. Know who you are. Know what it's all about. You're connected now. You're instinctively connected to the spiritual guide, to all that there is. And it's how you will use it. Meditation can bring you into far places and you could get deeper, further ahead. Remember, we live here. We have to act and move about accordingly as if we're human beings on this planet. And the meditative force or the strength of the spiritual guide doesn't acknowledge that. So you have to make that decision to say, I'm here, so I have to live here and act accordingly. But you open the mind to accept all that there is. Unless you're planning to move out into the bush and be a monk, then you could let yourself free. But if you live in the city, you live here, you need to be a part of here. And meditation can take you there. Also, it could take you into other dimensions where you will see other you doing other duties or other jobs or playing another role. And that's way down the road. And that's very, very deep. And that's not something you need to be concerned with. But I will say to you, as I would say to anyone, is if you find yourself looking into another dimension, another you that exists out there, you might not want to open that door yet until you fully understand it, because it's another you. Many yous are out there doing different things in different places at different time, not necessarily March 7th, 2021. You could probably see yourself somewhere in another life doing something else, and it would confuse you. And it would be forcing you to step towards it, which is what you don't want to do. You live here, so act accordingly. Behave and stay here. The dieting. You want to talk about the proper diet. No, I don't eat meat. I try my hardest not to do meat. And sometimes you're tempted and you fall off. But I have noticed a huge change in my system since I've walked away from eating, since I moved towards a plant-based diet. So if you want to get rid of meat, and I've said this before, it's hard to just drop it, but all you have to do is put it on your mind and talk about it, and eventually it'll happen. It will happen. I guarantee you're going to go towards it. Great practice, a good start. Why don't you eat meat every odd day? You know, day 13, you can do it, but day 14, you decide not to do it. So you allow your system to take a break every now and again. For a lot of people out there who are listening and they're wanting to lose weight and stuff like that, it's a job, because you didn't put it on last night. You might have put it on in a few years or quite a few years. It's a job, and you have to be focused on that job to get it done. I've said this before, the dieting books that's on the shelf out there, they're not working for you. That's why there's so many. And if it was working, there'd probably only be one. So you have to do it yourself. It's a job. Focus on what is important to you. Eliminate the things that you should not be eating. Try to get onto a plant-based diet. That's where you need to be. That's where you should be. And you always eat at the right time, eat the right portion, and do this and align yourself to the ways of nature, and it will happen. So the dietary tip that I could give to everybody is learn how to cook your own food. Prepare the food for yourself, whatever it is that you're going to eat, be it a leaf of lettuce or 10 pounds of steak, I don't know, but make sure you're the one who prepare it, because the spirit that's within you is going into the food that's going to make your body nutritious. It's bringing it. Don't go to the takeout and have them prepare it for you, because there's no care. There's no love. Nothing is given into it. It's mass production. Stay away from processed stuff. It doesn't help you. It just fills the cavity. Not with good stuff either. A whole bunch of chemical. So learn to cook healthy foods and do it for yourself, because you're doing it with the care that is needed for the nutrients to get to you. You don't get that when you order takeout. I don't care what anybody says. You don't. So that's the best I could do for you. I hope you your questions were answered. And we're going to move into other areas. If you're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show, I've got a book. It's called The Awaken and Ascension Guide. We have an email, a website. You could check us out. All the shows that we've done, they're there. If you want to go there and find a topic that you would like, you could download it, listen to it. It's all yours, or log on, however you want to get that information. check it out. The book is available at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. The email for the website is HEAMI, Barrington Awaken. And you go there, a lot of information. Now we're starting to put more things on it. I say that every week, but the week blows by so fast, and this is not my full-time job, believe it or not. You probably believe that anyway. But I don't get a lot of time to do as much as I would love to do here. I love the concept of teaching and passing on spiritual information to you, because I know it'll benefit you. So this is what I love to do, and I'm doing it. Unfortunately, I still need to be able to buy food and pay my bills. So this is my second job, if you want to call it that. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining the Barrington Show. Thank you for being here. It's a beautiful March day, in the 21st of, the 7th of 2021. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, everybody. We talk about spirituality. We're talking about getting up and being a part of the best thing that there is, being in tuned into the greatest asset, which is your body. Treat it right. Exercise it. Rest it properly, nurture it, give it a lot of water, take care of it, feed it as you would a newborn baby. I don't know that you're going to give them caffeine or a can of Coke or any of those things. So you might want to take some time to focus on you and to spend your energy on yourself to do what is going to benefit you or your family. And if you could just concentrate and do that job, stay focused to you. You have to know how to do it. And by practicing it, it becomes reality. And by thinking about it, it comes towards you. So focus on that. We talked earlier, I mentioned earlier about how you become in tuned or in sync with nature. How do you connect yourself to nature? Now, one of the best way that I know of and I've heard of is, other than the food and the rest and the, you know, the alignment and keeping yourself truthful and honest and all those things, it's an amazing way to do it. But also, if you throw yoga in, because yoga is that tool, and I said it earlier, it's designed to put you in sync, into the rhythm, or to connect you to nature's way, to connect you how nature wants you to be. So you could practice yoga. There are some good yogas and there's some bad yogas. Some of them is way too advanced. And I'm not saying that you're not up for the challenge. I'm just saying it's not necessary. It may drive you into other dimensions and other sources and stuff like that. So you want to start out with something mild, get used to it, get the body in tune, but it comes as a package. You're doing your yoga, you're eating properly, you're exercising the body, you're giving the mind food, you're giving the mind stimulating things to keep it creative. You're not settling at any point at all. So there's a journey that you would set up. And what you do is you make sure that you're ready to be connected. In doing all this, your meditation starts, your yoga starts, your good lifestyle begins. The ego's gone. The I am greater than you attitude is gone. I'm not afraid of anything is gone. I don't feel insecure, lesser, or weaker is gone. These are the things that we want to promote to you to strengthen yourself from within. Stand up. Be the biggest person you could possibly be. Flex those muscles. Not the physical ones, but yeah, those two. But flex those muscles and you could get the best result of the body. Get the best result of the time. Get the best results of your existing, your time that you spent here. I said earlier, we're talking about somebody asking me about how I believe in the word of the Bible. I don't know that we're supposed to come here to preserve ourselves to go somewhere else. It makes no sense to me that you come here and live humble and follow these rules. And then you go into another part of life where you join hands with a whole bunch of people and sing Kumbaya. What would be the point of coming here? What would be the point of being here? Experience all that you can right now. Be the best you that you can be right now. Work on the now, because now is all we have. What you hope to become another time, you plan it now. What you want out of tomorrow, you plan it now. What you want out of your old age, you plan it now. So now is the important thing, and nothing of yesterday matters because it's gone. And that includes animosity, guilt, grudge, hate, resentment, all those things. It's gone and it's not coming back. So if you're carrying around a little bit of anger, frustration, resentment for that person that happened yesterday, or many yesterdays ago, let it go. It's hard to do. It's very hard to do. But you're carrying rocks. And I probably feel very comfortable in saying the person you're carrying it for don't even care or probably don't even know. So you're carrying around this extra load. You're restricting your steps. Let it go. Forgiveness is a must. It's a necessity. And by doing so, you set yourself free to go forth into what tomorrow is going to be or what tomorrow is going to come. You set that plan now. Now is what you do. Now is where you create the awesome life that you're hoping for. Now. Connect to your spirituality. Learn who you are. Learn to love yourself. Now is the time. And remember, you're not going to be very effective in trying to embrace what's coming towards you with both of your hands behind you, trying to hold on to what's already left you. Let it go. Stop doing it. Move on. And this is the way we teach spirituality. Do we have anything else?
We have four emails here. Beatrice wrote in. She says, love the diet advice today. Thanks for that. That's from Beatrice. And let's see. Tom said, I just tuned in, listening from Toronto, Ontario. Very interesting and inspiring radio show. And that's from Tom. Walt just writes in and says, hi from Ottawa, Ontario this afternoon. So hello, Walt. And lastly here, Andrea writes in and says, I know this is sort of off topic, but Barrington, what do you think of Ouija boards? And that's Andrea. Back to you.
Oh, yeah. You know... That's a very interesting topic. That's a very interesting thing. And growing up, everybody's telling you they've done the Ouija board, they've done this, they've done that. You see, and we're going to, if you want to talk about evil spirits, which I think often enough is tied to the Ouija board. Well, there's no evil spirit. There's no evil spirit. There's no devil. It's a thought. You know, they talk about heaven and hell, opposite and up and down. There's no devil. It's just a thought. If you think you're in hell, I assure you, you're in hell. But you can easily live in heaven as you are right now. So if you're believing that there's an evil spirit, that it's out there, angry spirit, no, there is no emotion that's attached to the spiritual world. There is no emotion that's attached to the spiritual world. All of that comes with the body. When you lay it down, you walk away and leave it. So how do you assume that I walk away and leave my body and went into the spiritual world and I'm mad or angry and come back and hurt and do all these things? It's made up. It is made up. If it's working for you, good luck. What do I think about it? I don't. Do I believe there's something out there, the evil spirit's going to come? We were raised in a system from my old country, and we talk about the voodoo, the spirits, the bad evil. And they're always talking about doing negative things. They're always, no one's ever said, oh, we're going to come and make you well again. It's always the negative things because it was a tool that was designed to frighten people into obedience. Okay? It's a tool that's designed to frighten you into obedience. So if you show up and say, you're going to throw this black magic spell on me, I'll probably be so scared I'll give you what you're asking for anyway, which would question, why are you showing up? It's a thought. It's not real. If in order for it to take its effect, if you believe it, if I say I'm going to come over and do something very negative to you and you start bringing that in, you're ordering it onto yourself. It is not real. There's one light. Or one up, one spiritual guide, and it's not a bad one. When you tap into the emotional side of another existence, there is no emotion there. You walk away from what you carry here, and you move into another light, and the Ouija board, my opinion, is a hoax. And I everybody will testify that it's done this, and it's done that, and it's done a whole bunch of things. Well, here's another thing that everyone testify about. Cow tipping. Anybody with reasonable sense will know you can't tip over a cow because, for one, they don't sleep standing up. And secondly, good luck with that. But we all believe it because we've heard it so many times. And I've heard people swear that they've done it, went out and tip a cow. I was raised on a farm back home. Good luck with that. So that's another hoax. Thank you. Walt, thank you for joining the show. I appreciate you emailing in and saying hello. I respect that. I love the fact that you're there and you're participating and you're a part of this. As you are connected, I'm a part of you, you're a part of me. Everybody that exists is a part of the same. We're connected to all that there is. Tom, you just tuned in. I like that. Again, we're getting a lot of new listeners now, like we did in the past. And thank you for being there. Thank you for being a part of it. Join it. Stay here. And we will open the doors for you if you're interested in seeing what's behind curtain number one. And, you know, get open and get into that idea. Learn how to take care of you to the best of your ability and that you don't have to submit yourself or be humble or obey anything that other people is trying to sell you while they take your money or take something from you. Because if they're selling you something, they want something in exchange. You may just have to turn around and say, how do you know? Well, I was elected. I was, you know, picked out. No, you weren't. Not true. Not true at all. You just saw an opportunity and you jumped on it. Beatrice, the diet stuff, I hope it will work for you or for anyone who wants to try it out. It's a slow process. You got to give it some time and don't try to burn it off and you go out there and you run for a crazy amount of hours and hurt other parts of the body. But you might want to just set yourself a pace to set it up so eventually down the road you gradually move towards it. You have to put the body and the mind in sync in trying to reduce its size, because if you try to withhold food, the body's going to stop anything that's inside from leaving. So good luck with that. And if you try to burn it off by running and doing this, the body thinks you're starving and it'll set up another trap to hold everything so everything stays. So you have to get the mind and the body on the same street and let them know that you no longer want to be that size. You want to change it, or that health or whatever it is that you want to change. You have to let them both know what's going on. And by doing so, you plan and you practice and you do all these things. And eventually, inevitably, they will come in sync with each other and it'll create what you're looking for. It could take some time. Just the learning stages of it can take some time. And, you know, learn how to cook really good, healthy food and learn how to cook it for yourself and learn how to take care of you and take care of the body. And it'll serve you well, serve you better. Thank you very much for all that. Thank you guys for your emails. I appreciate all of that you're saying. We talked briefly on karma, and I want to go back there again. We've touched on a lot of things. Now, karma is that guy that hangs out in the background and collects all the information that you put out every day in your life. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. Maybe it's just a tree. I don't know. Regardless, it is there. And you will end up paying back what you've taken. You have to give back what you have taken. You have to repair what you have broken. And, you know, growing up all the time, we hear our parents or grandparents say, oh, don't worry about it. God will get them. Well, I think she was referring to the karma. Because as long as you're aware of yourself doing it and it's wrong and you knowingly do it, you will pay the price. How do you think you're going to rob that bank and not get caught and go to jail? How's that possible? You may have missed a couple of times. You may have not gotten caught a few times. But sure enough, you're going to do something else. And then bang, you're suffering the consequences from it. Karma is real. It exists. It's a part of your existence. It is the yin for the yang for what you've done. So do good. Good things come to those that will do good things.
Barrington, we have three emails that just came in. So I wanted to get those out before the end of the show, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, let's see right here. Wayne writes in, he says, hi, Barrington, great point. It all happens now. The choice to be better begins now. And that's from Wayne and Jen. Okay, thank you. And Junior writes in, Junior M. He says, greetings. The family and I are truly enjoying the show. And that's from Junior. And lastly, we have an email from, it's either Nikki or Andrea, but it says, good afternoon. I'm a new listener and enjoy your show. You mentioned in today's show about how people's actions cause karma and how people react to negative experiences. Do you believe that sometimes people's intentions are not to hurt others, but in an honest misunderstanding that could be due to lack of communication? not pointing the finger and blame, but recognizing that everyone has faults. No one is perfect. Is this karma? My other question for Barrington is, how does a friend, family, or loved one acknowledge and forgive someone who innocently hurt their feelings? Thank you for sharing your wisdom. Signed, Nikki. Back to you.
Wow, Nikki, thank you very much. That's a mouthful. So before I forget, the family part is simple. It was not intentional, and it's hard to do, but it's not impossible to do. And you may find that you build a stronger bond with that person if you've got the ability within you to forgive. And that's where the family comes in. The karma stuff, it's only going to get you if it's intentional. You know, you slip and knock somebody over. No, don't be worried about that because you didn't mean to do it. That is what we call an accident. So if you're working on something that's intentional, then you're planning something that's intentional, that's the action that's you will be paying for down the way. So you have to be mindful of that. It's the intent that you're being penalized for, not the accident. Accidents happen. We drive down the road, we smash into the cars for whatever reason. But if you did it on purpose, it changes the tune, changes the dance, changes everything. Wayne man, thank you very much. Miss Jen as well. Thank you very much for the email. I appreciate it. Yes, now is the time. And this is where all action takes place. Starts now. I appreciate you sending in that information. And we've had many, I know Wayne personally, we've had many different conversations about many different topics. And we, very brilliant man. And we love what is being said. And we discuss thoroughly. And I appreciate you emailing in to express the fact that you acknowledge that now is all that we have. You must act now. Don't try to preserve or wait till tomorrow, or wait till you're too old, or wait till it's too late. One of the biggest trip I get all the time is everybody says, when I retire, what if you don't get there? You know, when this happens, now, act now. Enjoy life now. Dance in the sun now. Do what you want to do now. So thank you very much for that, Wayne and Jen. Appreciate you listening to the show as you always do. Appreciate your input. Love it to pieces. Junior M and the entire family is listening. And I know all those people as well. They're cousins of mine and nephews and nieces of mine. And of course, sister-in-law. So I appreciate you guys listening to the show, tuning in. Thank you very much. I respect that. Junior's emailing us from Oshawa, Ontario, Canada. And this is a good thing. I love the acknowledgement. Thank you for being a part of the show. We appreciate your time, more so as family than anything else. But this is something that we hope everybody will move towards. We hope everybody will get into the groove. We hope you could spread spirituality all that you can. And it is love to connect yourself to all that exists. It is love. It is to connect yourself in a great manner, loving, peaceful manner. It is love. The idea, and somebody had just asked a question a minute ago about the Ouija board and the negative spirits and whatnot. I don't know that to be true. As a matter of fact, it doesn't exist. So we keep ourselves in a positive light. We stay in the good side of life. We stay kind, true, and honest to everybody else. If you are going out there to do ill things, reconsider, because there is a penalty. There is a consequence that you need to answer to. So I appreciate all the emails, Junior, Wayne, and everybody else who has sent in the email. Thank you very much for being a part of the Barrington Show. We're little acorn, and from this little acorn, the mighty oak will grow. Now, you guys have all heard that before. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. We're coming towards the end of the show, and I'm having a really good time today. Loving the show. I love the topics that we do. I want to use the last couple of minutes and talk about protecting yourself from negativity. And in doing so, what you should be doing is not allowing that devious thought to come into your existence by thinking positive. Be on the good side. See yourself as the greatest. See yourself as the best. See yourself as a person who's not going to get sick. Don't allow the negativity to come and ride you on the back. Ride your back, because when you do, it's hard to get rid of it. You're starting to feel lesser about yourself. And the minute you start to feel lesser about yourself, you start acting accordingly. You start saying these things. You start thinking that you're bad luck. You start thinking that you're not worthy. You start thinking that you're lesser. That's not the case. So you protect your young minds, your old minds, from the negative thoughts. If you have confusion as to whether or not this is not going your way, please have somebody clarify that for you. Let somebody answer it. Think positive is what I'm trying to say. You must see the light in every situation. You must adapt the principles that the glass is always half full. Do not allow yourself to beat yourself up, because that's double dipping. You're losing and you're going to lose more. Do not allow yourself to get into the negative thought. Do not allow yourself to think, for whatever reason, that you're not worthy, you're not tall enough, you're not the right color, you're not the right. Be confident with who you are. Get rid of the negative thoughts that exist within you. If you don't, it's the rust that is going to eventually develop on your psyche or someplace, and it's going to get the better of you. Because once you get rust, it's like cancer. It wins the battle, the game. Do not allow yourself to fall into the negativity. Stay positive. Keep your head focused. Think positive thoughts on an every day. Keep your body exercised. Keep your body rested properly. Keep your body in tune, and challenge the brain as often as you can. Learn that new instrument. Learn that new language. Learn that something else. Step into these things and make yourself very positive. And that's your winner right there. You walk in a positive light. You're very confident. If you think negative things, you will react towards negative things. Have we got anything else?
No, we do not.
Okay. So thanks, everybody. Again, you're talking to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show. RealityRadio101.com is where we are. We have a book out there, The Awaken and Ascension Guide. Please pick it up. You could get it. It aligns you to your true purpose. It aligns you to your true purpose. It's available to you at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. Good read. If you want to check out some of the shows that we've done in the past, just to go back, we're going to be labeling them soon enough so you could pick the one that stimulates you the greatest, and you could play it, download, and it's available for you. The website is HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. I'm putting some new videos up, and like I explained earlier, it's taking a little bit of time because it does that take some time. Thank you for joining us. Keep yourself happy. Stay safe. Be kind to everybody. Remember that older person that's in front of you, that is you waiting to happen. The beauty of it is you get to choose right now how to be treated when it's your turn. You go ahead and be an ass to that person and see what happens. So you could be nice and offer your kindness, and whatever you put in, so shall you reap. I've said this on the show. If you plant carrots, you're going to get carrots. If you plant potatoes, you'll get potatoes. So whatever you put in, be sure that it's coming back to get you, or coming back to aid you, coming back to guide you. It's coming back. So be mindful of what you're putting in. That's the important thing. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Barrington. We're coming down to the end of the show. Remember, and we talked a lot about different topics today, all over the place. We wanted to tap into meditation. We did. And we talked about karma, because that's very important that you understand what karma is all about. And we also talk about connecting yourself to nature's way, to get on the wave, the way nature needs for you to be on the wave, to connect yourself to that. And of course, we had to talk about karma. So thank you again. We're coming to the end of our show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, everyone, for sending in your email and your questions. I hope I did my best of answering those questions. If I missed anything, please feel free to do it again. I get to them occasionally. If we've missed a question or an email from this show, I will address it on the next show. Thank you, everybody. Be positive, be safe, love each other, and have a good week. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.